This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hi, my name is Sean. I'm from Massachusetts. I just wanted to share a story with you. I worked at a company in Massachusetts full-time during the day, doing medical devices. And then I would leave. I would work from 7 in the morning until 3:30 at night, and then I would leave, and I would go to a school where I worked part-time for like 4 or 5 hours there thereafter. So it's 7 to 3:30, and then from 4 to 8:30. So I would go to the school, and I worked 4 to 8:30. So my job was to basically vacuum and get rid of the trash in these classrooms. And then I would walk on over to the main school, and I would vacuum these the second and third hallways of this particular school. The school was an open concept classroom school, which was meaning there was no walls separating the classrooms. It was one of the first of its kind, open concept classroom school. Anyways, my job was to vacuum the second and third floors. So when I get over there, so I go to the second floor, I put my backpack on, and I'd start vacuuming. Well, after about, I think it was like my second night there, I'm vacuuming the hallway. The hallway's probably about, 10 feet wide, and it probably goes down to, it's probably about, 30 yards, and it's the shape of a rectangle. The whole floor is the shape of a rectangle. So what I would do is I go all the way around, down, up, back down, and I'd finish. So, my second night, I started to notice something different, something very uncomfortable. The hairs would stick up on the back of my neck, on my arms, and I felt very warm, and I felt very something was very, very uncomfortable. And I said, "Joe, what the heck is this? You know, it's got to be my imagination." So I would continue to vacuum down these hallways, and I would go by each classroom as I go down the hallway, and the lights would be off, but you could basically make out different things in the classroom as you're walking by there as you're vacuuming. Well, all of a sudden one night I'm vacuuming, out of the corner of my eye, I see an old man. That's all I can say is an old man with gray hair, white T-shirt, and like tan khakis stand there at the side of the classroom to my right. And every time I turn around, he'd be gone. So I said, "Geez, what the hell was that?" So I think it was nothing. So I kept on vacuuming. I could make my way down, and probably about another 10 feet down, all of a sudden, I see him at the corner of my eye again. He's standing right there, looking right at me. I'm saying, "What the?" So I turn around, and he'd be gone. So this would happen about two or three times a night, and I felt, like I said, very jittery, very uncomfortable. And I do my job. This is the kind of town where you don't really, it's kind of like an upper crust town too, so you don't really, I didn't want to say anything to, ruffle any feathers. I'm from a city, and I didn't want to, like I said, this is out of my city, and I wanted to make a good reputation for myself and stable and speak practical around these people and the teachers especially and stuff like that. I didn't want to lose my job for saying something crazy. So this went on. I tried different techniques. After this going on for after about a month, I started to get really sick of it because it was very, very uncomfortable. Very, very uncomfortable. It was crazy. I never knew when this basically happened almost, four or five times a week, 4 or 5 nights a week when I was working there. So what I started doing is I said, the guy who trained me, I noticed that he always has a radio, like a Walkman on with the headphones. I'm going to start listening to music. So I said, that will take the mind off anything, especially if it's my imagination. Well, I started using my cassette tapes and my Walkman. I listened to my music, and that worked for a couple of nights. After a couple of nights, I started seeing the same guy walking down the hallway, and there would be different spots down along the hallway as I'm vacuuming, and finally, this is ridiculous. It's continuing on. So I basically said, "The hell with the tape recorder, the music." And I put the music down, and I go down to the office one day, and the boss, the guy who hired me, his father used to work there. Well, I get down to the office where I'm talking to him, and also I turn around, I see a picture on the wall. On the picture on the wall is a guy with gray hair, white T-shirt, and tan khakis. He used to work there. He used to do my job. I almost freaking fell over. I didn't say anything to him, but I said, I'll be a son of a gun. That's the same person that I see standing on the freaking side of the hallway as I'm vacuuming every night. So I said, this is crazy, right? So then another teacher and another guy, the other guy trained me, had told me that the architect who designed this building hung himself. I don't know if that had anything to do with what I was seeing or what, but it was pretty creepy. It was I'm not scared, spooked very easily. I'm not I like that stuff, ghost stories and stuff like that. And so this went on, this continued on, and I don't know how I get through it, but I was basically working towards a better job through this town. And so finally what happened was it was supposed to be like a temporary job, maybe 6 months or so. So finally about 4 months, 3 or 4 months go by, and the guy who trained me basically, he says, sure, he goes, I want you to come down, and I want to show the boiler room, just in case you have to reset the boiler. All right, sure. So we walk down there, walk outside, walk into a little building. He goes, and we sat down, we're smoking a cigarette, and he says, he looks at me, he smiles, he says, listen, he goes, I get a question to ask you. I said, what's that? And like I said, I had never said anything to nobody about this, you know, because I didn't want to lose my job. So he says, have you ever seen anything up there or felt anything kind of creepy up there when you're vacuuming? And I says, yeah. I didn't want to say anything because I didn't want to lose my job. He goes, he laughs. He says, put it this way, we're aware of it. I was, what? He goes, we're aware of it. Me and the boss, the guy who hired me, we're both aware of it. He goes, put it this way, I've been up here too. I've been vacuuming. So he goes, nothing's jumped on my back. Nothing's jumped in my back or anything like that. And nothing's never been pushed or anything like that. And sometimes, you know, you see things that are calling you right. He goes, yeah, I see a guy stand there. And he just laughs. He goes, yeah. He goes, I just want to let you know, we're aware of it. It's been going on for a while now. And nothing, like I said, nobody's been pushed. Nobody's been jumped on the back or anything like that. But it is, I will admit, it's a pretty creepy feeling. I was, yeah, it is. As I said, I did not want to lose my job. I didn't want to say anything to anybody. One day I was speaking to a teacher who works there, and she had said that someone had walked by her door. She saw a woman walk by her door, and as she went out to scream out, yell out to the woman, she goes, hey, can I talk to you for a second? She thought it was the woman who runs the classroom next to hers. And as she walked out to grab her, she was nowhere in sight. Nowhere in sight. Nowhere in the hallway. She ran to the stairwell to grab her, and there's nobody in the stairwell. So that was kind of creepy, she said. But again, I had never said anything to nobody about that day, about that the experiences that I've been experiencing throughout working at that school. But it was pretty creepy. It was pretty creepy. And now that school, I'm not going to say the name of it, but now that school has been rebuilt. And I don't know if that's the reason why, but the school has been rebuilt. As soon as I get the word that I basically finished my job there, and I was able to step onto the new job, I was pretty relieved, to say the least, very relieved, to say the least, because like I said, that was a very, very uncomfortable way to make money at nighttime, and it was creepy. And so... okay, well, that's my story. I hope you enjoy it. And I have a couple other small little episodes of things that happened to me in the past, something I've seen. If I could share with those with you sometime, please give me a call, and I'd love to share it with you. So have a great day, and take care. Bye-bye.
If you want access to more Real Ghost Stories, become a premium subscriber to Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up now through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free. Not on Apple? Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com.